This is the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast.
This is where it all counts. This is why we're here. This is why each one of us are here.
And now, here's your host.
Welcome back to another edition of the Saturday to Sunday Football Podcast. I am Paul Perticchese, and thank you for joining me as always. Night two of the NFL draft is in the books, and I'm here to break down every single pick from rounds two and three. My quick thoughts, some fantasy analysis, and just general thoughts on anything that happened tonight in the 2022 NFL draft. We did not have any earth-shattering trades of superstars in the league. We had the quarterbacks fall. We had wide receiver runs early. We had some really head-scratching picks, and we're going to talk about it all tonight and break it all down. So let's get right in. Let's not wait and hesitate at all. Right at the top of round two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select defensive lineman, defensive end Logan Hall. Great size, good frame for a DE, good athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. He's got bend. He's got first step explosiveness as a pass rusher. Very good hand usage. Some might think he's a little bit of a tweener. He's got starter traits either as a five-tech defensive end or he can kick inside to play three-tech and penetrate. Next up, the Green Bay Packers move up from the end of the round all the way. They trade 2 seconds. They move up to the early part of second to select themselves a wide receiver. And at 34 was Christian Watson out of North Dakota State. Great size, average frame, great athleticism, burst, and speed. He's got length. He's got body control, ability to high point, good yak ability. Only an average route runner. He's got some drop issues for sure. He has an opportunity to develop into a starting outside X wide receiver. At pick 35, the Titans select cornerback Roger McCreary. Average size, only average athleticism, movement skills, and speed. But he's got good frame, good to very good play strength, good footwork, good toughness and physicality. He can play press. He can play zone. Good instincts and techniques. He can help out in run support. Good tackler. Just gets the job done. Starting cornerback at the next level. At 36, the Giants and Jets actually made a trade, and the Jets came up 2 spots because they wanted to solidify themselves to get the number one running back in the class, and that was Breece Hall. Great size and frame, good to very good athleticism, movement skills, speed, burst, acceleration, and quickness, very good play strength and contact balance, good footwork, cutting ability, and change of direction. He's got great instincts, vision, and patience, good receiving skills. The Jets, and they weren't done, but the Jets draft this year has been far and away my favorite draft of any team. Baltimore close second, Philadelphia, you know, love what they've done as well. Obviously, if you add A.J. Brown to the mix, they're my favorite group, but absolutely great job by the Jets. It's now all on Zach Wilson, right? Garrett Wilson last night, Breece Hall, and they weren't done. I'll get to another player that I love later, but the Jets are doing everything in their power to surround Zach Wilson and give him an opportunity, you know, to be the franchise quarterback. And as while we're on the topic of Breece Hall, this again goes back to we need in the fantasy community to stop overreacting when year one day three picks materialize and have good rookie seasons, because we did it with James Robinson. Look how that turned out. Michael Carter was the guy that everyone was talking about, and now his fantasy value is gone. It's finished. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, Jamison Williams is going to be the lead guy there. And now Jamison Williams, you know, we didn't talk about this last night. DeAndre Swift, TJ Hockerson, they might all get more targets than Amon-Ra St. Brown. He could be option 4 at time. Even in the receiving game, he's going to be probably, once Jamison Williams is healthy and gets caught up to speed, it's probably going to go Jamison Williams, TJ Hockenson, and then Amon-Ra, and then maybe DeAndre Swift. But we'll see how that goes. But things change quickly. You know, so it's one of those things where, especially running backs, we got to be very careful about how we evaluate, you know, rookie seasons of guys that got an opportunity to play, looked really good. Teams do not have the draft capital in them to not continue to bring more high-level assets into those positions. At pick 37, the Houston Texans select one of my favorite players in the draft, safety Jalen Petrie. Little undersized, good athleticism, burst and quickness, good play strength, great toughness and effort, very good instincts and play recognition, good techniques, versatile to play the hybrid linebacker safety role, strong safety, the star position. Reminds me a lot of the Honey Badger, Matteau. Then the Giants trade again. This time Atlanta moves up. Everyone's thinking they're moving up for a quarterback, but it's not. They move up for one of the best edge rushers left on the board, and that was Arnold Ebiketie. Average size, good frame, above average athleticism, movement skills and quickness, average bend, first step, average play strength and power, good hand usage to be a productive rusher. Really like his get off. I think that's one of his best calling cards, is his ability to get off. I would say it's probably Kayvon Thibodeau, Boye Mafe, Nick Benito, and Ebiketie as probably the four best get-offs. Like Thibodeau, though, he does got to do a better job with his bend. But that first step and that explosion is really impressive. At pick 39, the Chicago Bears select the guy who I was hoping the Giants were going to take, cornerback Kyler Gordon. Good size and frame, good athleticism, speed, explosiveness, quickness, closing bursts, and movement skills. Didn't test out as well at the combine as people thought, but everything on his film was faster and quicker than what the combine showed. Very good play strength, toughness, and physicality. Good cover skills. Can play in run support, starting outside cornerback, or can play in the nickel. At pick 40, the Seahawks select the other edge I just was talking about, Boye Mafe. Average size, good frame, very good to great athleticism, movement skills, closing bursts, and quickness. Great play strength, power, and toughness. Good pass rush skills with his power, but room to develop. Starting defensive end or edge in a 4-3 or 3-4 scheme. At pick 41, the Seahawks bypass the quarterbacks and make the most Seahawk pick of all time, and that's selecting running back Kenneth Walker. Good size and frame, good athleticism, burst, and long speed. Very good contact balance, power to leg drive, good footwork, one cut ability. You see his agility. He could stack multiple cuts on top of each other. Foundational starting running back. The question will be whether or not he can develop his pass game skills to be a three down type running back. At 42, the Vikings trade up right ahead of the Giants, and I wonder if the Giants were targeting this cornerback, Andrew Booth out of Clemson, but the Vikings snag him. Good size and frame, very good athleticism, speed, and footwork. He's got closing bursts, he's got agility, he's got play strength, toughness, and physicality. He's got length, he can play man or zone schemes. He was ticketed for the first round and then sports hernia surgery, and some concerns about that is what made him fall a little bit to the second round. Then the Giants at 43 make one of the first really, truly head-scratching picks of the day. And it's hard because they get a guy that I absolutely love, my number 7 wide receiver, and that's Wendell Robinson out of Kentucky. Very undersized, 5'8". The shortest arms that he'll have, the shortest arms of any receiver in the NFL. No catch radius, but he's got very good to great athleticism, speed, burst, acceleration, movement skills, suddenness, separation quickness, change of direction, elusiveness, and yak ability. He's a versatile offensive weapon, can be used in the slot, the backfield, create manufactured touches for him. I love the player. I didn't think the NFL loved him. When I had him as my 7th rated wide receiver, I figured the NFL was going to be more like 12, 13. I thought he should warranted his talent to go in round 2, but I thought the NFL was maybe, he was maybe going to go more mid round 3 as an explosive playmaker. My first initial reaction was that means they're trading Kadarius Toney. Joe Shane came out in the presser and said this has nothing to do with Kadarius Toney. He's not shopping Toney. If we were to believe him on his word, okay. I think if Toney was going to be traded, he would have been traded for a pick tonight. So I do not think the Giants are trading Kadarius Toney at this point. So now I think they envision a scenario where they maybe can go Wendell Robinson is their slot, and we'll see when Sterling Shepard comes back from his injury. And then Kadarius Toney and Kenny Galladay, you know, are going to be the other two starters. And you can do some different things. And when you take Wendell Robinson off the field, Kadarius Toney will probably slide into the slot and do different things. And they're going to find a way. They're going to probably have a lot. They're probably going to go a lot of 4 wide. So when that's the case, you can bring another receiver on the outside, maybe Darius Slayton. And then Slayton and, you know, Galladay are on the outside, and Toney and Wendell Robinson are both on the inside. I will say, though, you know, creating an offense that potentially at times you're going to have Kadarius Toney and Wendell Robinson and Saquon Barkley with the ability to, you know, catch a pass out of backfield and run a route. You know, defenses are going to have to make a pick and who they're going to be more concerned with in terms of getting the ball in space and making people miss, because we know Saquon can. We know Kadarius Toney sure can. And Wendell Robinson, I think, has maybe arguably the best movement skills of anybody in this class. And he's got the agility and juking ability, you know, not maybe at the level of Kadarius Toney, which is almost inhuman at times, but he is one of the best in the class in terms of his ability to make people miss and his natural movement skills. So I like the player a lot. I think the Giants could have went in a lot of different places to fill major, more pressing needs. I think wide receiver is a little bit more of a need, you know, moving forward, but maybe not immediately. And when the Robinson is a guy, I think they could have traded down again. Maybe they could have gotten the third round, but who knows? Because before their third round pick came up, the Bears took Velus Jones. So maybe there was more love for Wendell Robinson than we thought by NFL teams. So they traded down a couple spots, you know, picked up a four, picked up a five after two trade downs, and then went with this guy. And I think Brian Daboll's going to have a big plan for him. I truly do. I think this was a Brian Daboll pick. I think Joe Shane, you know, did this for his head coach and the offensive, you know, mastermind. And maybe it was part Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator as well, looking at him and what he could bring to a table. But this is the guy who they clearly have big plans for. If you're going to make a pick at 43, this is a guy who you think could be an integral part and a big time playmaker. So we'll see how it pans out. At 44, the Houston Texans trade up and select John Metchie out of Alabama. Just a rock solid guy. You know, I've heard people compare him to Robert Woods. I think it's a great comparison. Average size. Could add a little bit to his frame, but good athleticism, speed, acceleration, burst, and suddenness. He's got route running ability. He's got separation quickness. He's got some agility, change of direction, and yak in the open field. He's got body control and ball skills. You know, really, really good pick there by the Houston Texans. I like what they're doing there. You know, they're creating an opportunity there for Davis Mills. I think they're going to get a running back early tomorrow. We'll see. The Baltimore Ravens just do what the Baltimore Ravens do. They move around the board and they just let really good value drop to them and then they scoop it all up every single year. This time it's Edge, David Ajabo. Obviously he's not going to play probably this year due to the injury, but he's going to be a top 15 pick probably. Great size, good frame, good athleticism, closing burst, movement skills and quickness, good pass rush skills. First step and ability to bend off the edge. Average play strength, a lot of untapped upside and potential. Pass rushing edge in any scheme. At pick 46, the Detroit Lions select Joshua Pascal, the defensive end edge. Undersized a little bit, but he's got a good frame for defensive end. Average to above average athleticism, movement skills and quickness. Very good play strength, motor and effort. Good hand usage, good versus the run. Versatile to play defensive end or kick inside as a rusher in sub packages. Upside to be a starter. At pick 47, the Commanders select defensive tackle for Darian Mathis out of Alabama. Very good size and frame. Average athleticism, but great length, great play strength, power, toughness, physicality. Versatile to line up all along the defensive line in any scheme. Good run protection, average pass rush. At pick, that was pick 47 for the Commanders. At pick 48, the Chicago Bears select safety Jaquan Brisker. Good size and frame, good athleticism, movement skills, quickness, range, and speed. Good agility and change of direction skills. Good play strength, toughness, and physicality. Good cover skills and run support. Very versatile safety that can play multiple positions. At pick 49, the Saints select cornerback Alante Taylor. Good size and frame, good athleticism, long speed and quickness. Average agility, movement skills, and closing bursts. Very good length, play strength, physicality, good recovery speed. He's got press man skills. He can be a starting cornerback or potentially make a move to free safety. At pick 50, the Patriots trade up and select the speedster, Tyquan Thornton out of Baylor. Good size, very thin frame, very good to great athleticism, long speed, explosiveness. He's got good footwork and separation quickness. He's got body control and ball skills and the leaping ability to high point at the catch point. At 51, the Eagles select center Cam Jurgens, a riser in the pre-draft process, the clear second-best center in the draft, a little undersized, but good to very good athleticism. He's got movement skills and lateral quickness, average play strength and power, good hand usage and technique, starting offensive center in a zone run scheme as he shows good pull blocking skills. At 52, the Steelers select wide receiver George Pickens. I've got on record as saying, if without the injuries and some of the off the field, you know, or personality things, I think this kid could have been the number one wide receiver in this class. I think he's a true alpha X receiver. He's got good speed, burst, movement skills, and athleticism to win vertically. He's got great body control, ball skills, ability to adjust and high point. He's got length. He's got catch radius. He can go up and get it. At 53, the Colts select wide receiver Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati. good size and frame, very good athleticism, burst and speed, good length and catch radius, very good body control, ball skills, ability to high point, good hands, average route run, separation quickness, outside wide receiver. I expect the Colts to look at him and Michael Pittman as their long-term outside receivers. At pick 54, the Chiefs get a home run pick here. Wide receiver, Sky Moore, slightly undersized, very good athleticism, speed, movement skills, burst and acceleration. He's got good footwork, change of direction skills and yak ability, above average route running and separation quickness. He's also got good toughness, hands, ball skills, and body control. Really good pick for the Chiefs sitting there, letting the wide receiver board kind of come to them and get a really good pick there late in round two. The Arizona Cardinals make a little bit of a head-scratching pick. They select tight end Trey McBride. They just gave, Zach Ertz a 3-year extension. So McBride, who was ready to be a starting tight end in the National Football League, now is going to probably have a, minimal usage in potentially early in his career, except when they go two tight end sets. And unless Ertz gets injured, a little bit of a weird pick there. But good size and frame, good play strength and physicality to create space in his routes and at the catch point. Good hands, average blocking skills, average to above average athleticism. I've made my concerns about McBride in terms of his separation ability, known. He wouldn't be my number one tight end, but for most people he was. I question the fit a little bit there with the Cardinals. At 56, the Cowboys select Sam Williams. Some significant off the field incidents in the past, that made him that what most people thought was going to make his stock drop. Cowboys really rarely care about anything like that. Average size and frame, but he's got very good athleticism, movement skills, and agility. Very good first step quickness, closing burst, explosion, and bend off the edge. Situational pass rushing edge with upside to be a full-time starter. 57, the Bucs straight up and select Luke Geke. Good size, average frame, good athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. Good play strength, power, toughness, and finishing ability in run blocking. Above average techniques and hand usage, upside to be a starter at offensive guard or right tackle. At pick 40, at 58, the Falcons select linebacker out of Montana State, Troy Anderson. Good size and frame. Very good athleticism, movement skills, agility, change of direction, and quickness. He's got play strength. He's got toughness. This guy played quarterback and running back before converting to a linebacker, and now a second-round pick. He's going to be a starting inside linebacker for the Falcons. At pick 59, unless I missed the pick right here. Let's just check as I have you guys on air. I don't want to miss a pick there. I missed one and did not tweet one out. So let's just see if I have the wrong number or I missed a pick here in terms of somebody coming off the board. So let's take a look here. Let me bring up a draft tracker here and kind of see what happened with that number that I am missing here. So it is pick 59. I did miss tweeting it out. Maybe it didn't go through or whatever the case may be, but it was Ed Ingram was the pick at 59. This is a guy who I thought was maybe going to go in round four. He went a little bit earlier than I expected out of LSU. Average size and frame, average athleticism, movement skills and quickness, good play strength, power, toughness, and finishing ability. Good in pass protection, average run blocker. I thought he was a depth offensive guard with the upside to become a starter. If we get back on track at pick 60, the Bengals selected cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt. Average size, good frame, good athleticism, closing burst, quickness, speed, and movement skills. Good footwork, play strength, and recovery skills. He's a 3-year starter, upside to be a starting cornerback that also has played some box safety. At pick 61, the 49ers select edge Drake Jackson out of USC. Some people thought he was a rising that maybe even could have snuck in the back end of round one. Good size, average frame, good athleticism, movement skills, speed, and agility. Good first step, closing burst, and bend off the edge. Situational pass rushing edge with upside to develop into a starter. Next up, the Buffalo Bills select one of my favorite running backs and just general players in the draft, and that was James Cook, Dalvin Cook's younger brother. This was a guy who, for me, he was my third running back in this draft class. I loved his overall game. I thought he was a guy that was being slept on. I've compared him to Alvin Kamara in terms of his usage, in terms of the lack of touches he saw in college. But this was a guy that I was a big, big fan of and really thought that he could have a major role at the next level. And I'm really excited for him because there's so much about him that I truly do like in terms of his game, in terms of translating to the next level. I think he's got more running capabilities than people give him credit for, but he's got good athleticism, movement skills, speed and burst, footwork, change of directions, agility, great receiving skills out of the backfield. He can run routes for a running back. Versatile offensive weapon that can be used in a variety of ways. I did skip over pick 62, which was Brian Cook. He went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Brian Cook is another guy who I was a fan of coming out of Cincinnati. Good size and frame, good overall athleticism, movement skills and quickness, average long speed, very good play strength, toughness and physicality, good in run support, good ball skills. He's got a cornerback background, versatile safety who can play multiple roles. Next up, then was the Bills at 63. 64 to end the second round, the Broncos selected edge Nick Benito. Little undersized, but very good athleticism, agility, change of direction, and movement skills. Very good first step quickness, closing burst, explosion, and bend off the edge. Good hand usage, situational pass rusher in any scheme with the upside to maybe start down the line. Then as we kicked off the third round, Jaguars select offensive lineman Luke Fortner. Good size, average frame, average athleticism, movement skills and quickness, really good instincts, play recognition. He's got good play strength and hand usage, versatile to play any of the interior positions, offensive center or guard. At pick number 66, the Vikings select linebacker Brian Asamoah. Undersized, but good athleticism, movement skills, range, and closing burst. He's got quickness. He's got change of direction and agility, good instincts and play recognition, average cover skills versus running back and tight ends, inside or weak side linebacker with the upside to become a starter. At pick 67, the Giants select out of UNC offensive lineman Joshua Ezeidu. Good size and frame, good athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. He's got play strength. He's got length and recoverability. I think he's best in his own scheme. He's got versatility to play up and down the line. I think he's going to be a starter. He's got starter upside at offensive guard at the next level. At pick 68, the Browns select cornerback Martin Emerson. Very good size, average frame, average to above average athleticism, movement skills, and burst. I like the footwork. He's got really good length. He uses it at the catch point. He's got press cover skills, good instincts. I thought he was a depth cornerback with upside to be a starter. If they're picking him at 68, they think he could develop into a starter. At 69, the Titans select offensive tackle Nicholas Petit-Frere. Great size, average frame, good athleticism, fluidity, and movement skills. He's got lateral quickness. He's got footwork and recovery ability. He can develop into a starting offensive tackle, but needs development and refinement. He profiles better in his own run scheme. At pick 70, the Jaguars select linebacker Chad Muma out of Wyoming. Good size and frame, good athleticism, range, quickness, agility, and movement skills. Good play strength, power, toughness, physicality. He's got a high motor and effort, good closing burst and run support, average cover skills. At 71, the Bears select wide receiver Velus Jones Jr. out of Tennessee. I thought about a round too early, but they clearly like the explosiveness, great athleticism, movement skills and speed, good agility, change of direction and yak ability, average route runner, separation quickness. We're talking a slot receiver here, maybe can play some outside, but probably a slot and a dynamic return man. At pick 72, the Seahawks select offensive tackle Abraham Lucas. Great size, good frame, average athleticism, movement skills and quickness, great length, very good play strength, power and toughness. Good hand usage, upside develop into a starting offensive tackle, could kick inside the guard as well. At 73, a stunner that the Colts make tight end two in this draft class, Jelani Woods. Great size, good frame, good athleticism, movement skills, and speed. He's got play strength. He's got toughness. Great length, the high point, extend the football. He had a breakout year in 21. Positive Shrine Bowl reports. I thought he was more of a tight end too with upside. Clearly, the Colts think he's got the capability to be a starting tight end at the next level. Next up, at pick 74, the Atlanta Falcons select QB2 in this draft class, and that is Desmond Ridder. Good size, average frame, good arm talent to make any NFL pro. He's got athleticism, rushing ability, and mobility. He can play off structure, good post-snap reads, and can handle pressure. Reminds me so much of Colin Kaepernick in a lot of ways. Next up, 75, the Texans trade up and select linebacker Christian Harris. Good size, average frame, great athleticism, movement skills, range. He's got agility and lateral quickness. He's got length. He's got play strength. Three-year starter. He's going to be a starting inside or weak side linebacker. 76, the Ravens do it again. Defensive tackle Travis Jones. This was a guy that was being potentially targeted as a late first round pick to teams like the Bucs late in round one. They get him at 76. Very good size and frame. Good athleticism, quickness, and movement skills. He's got play strength. He's got toughness, power, and physicality. Starting nose tackle. He dominated at the Senior Bowl. He can penetrate and get in there. Great pick there for the Ravens at 77. Another guy who was getting round one buzz falls to pick 77. The Colts select Bernard Raymond, offensive tackle. Great size, average frame, former tight end. Very good athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. Average techniques and hand usage. He's a 25-year-old rookie, so a little bit on the older side. Next up, at pick 78, the Browns select edge Alex Wright out of UAB. Great size, good frame. Above average to good athleticism, movement skills, agility, and quickness. Great length, average pass rush, and average versus the run. Upside to develop into a starting defensive end. At pick 79, the Chargers select safety JT Woods. Explosive, very good to great athleticism, speed, closing burst, movement skills. He's got length, he's got range, he's got ball skills. He can play free safety or come inside and play strong safety. I think he's got upside to be a starter. At pick 80, all the Albert Okwuegbe I'm loving fantasy, goodbye. Because the Broncos select tight end Greg Dulcich. So now, if anything, they're just going to eat into each other's upside there. Okwuegbe was a fourth-round pick, I believe. Dulcich now supersedes him with draft capital. They have all those wide receivers. I think the Broncos tight end situation is not going to be one that is consistently providing fantasy value week in and week out as a tight end one. But back to Dulcich, average size, good frame, good athleticism, movement skills. He's got ball skills. He can attack the seam. To me, of the top tight ends, he's the most pure pass catching of the group. I think he's going to have to be asked to do that mostly at the next level. Next up, at pick 81, let me just see. I lost my page for a second. At pick 81, let me get it back. At pick 81, the Giants select Cordell Flott out of LSU. This was a guy who, again, was a little bit surprised by the pick. I thought he was maybe going to be around later. So that's something that, you know, might have been a little bit early, but a guy that does have some intriguing upside. People are intrigued. Very good size. He's got a thin frame, very good athleticism, speed, burst, and quickness. He's got good agility and change of direction, very good length, good toughness, physicality, and effort. He's a guy who's probably penciled in more because of his thin frame to be a nickel corner. So I think that's probably where he is ticketed. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons select edge D'Angelo Malone, undersized edge pass rusher or outside linebacker, good athleticism, movement skills, agility, change of direction, and quickness, good first step, closing burst, and bend as a pass rusher, good toughness and physicality at his size. Next up, the Eagles select linebacker N'Kobe Dean, the best value pick in the draft. I know there's some size concerns, there's some injury and durability concerns, but the athleticism is great. The movement skills, the quickness, the speed, the burst, the acceleration, the change of direction, great range, good cover skills in space, good toughness and techniques, starting inside linebacker in just about any scheme. At pick 84, the Steelers select defensive lineman DeMarvin Leal, average size, good athleticism, short area quickness and movement skills, good play strength and length, good to very good footwork, hand usage and techniques, average pass rushers, upside to be a starter at defensive tackle or five technique in a 3-4. Next up at pick 85, the Patriots select cornerback Marcus Jones, an elite return man, undersized nickel corner, but he's got game-breaking return skills, he's got great athleticism, he's got speed, he's got agility, he's got change of direction and explosiveness, he's got ball skills, really intriguing player. At 86, the Titans trade up and select Malik Willis. Malik Willis's run finally ends with the Tennessee Titans, who are now officially going to rebuild and reload in the next year or so. I think Willis will sit behind Tannehill this year and get a chance to take over next year. Average size, good frame, great athleticism, mobility, and rushing ability, great arm talent, can make every throw, can play off structure, throw from multiple arm angles. We know there's ball placement issues. We know there's accuracy issues. We know there's, you know, the scheme that he was asked to play was very basic. A lot of development needed from Malik Willis, but he was my QB1. Titans get him at 86. I mean, this could be a pick that we look back on and say, really, how did we all miss on this guy? Why did so many teams wait? It's going to be really interesting to see how the NFL views this in a couple years. At pick 87, the Cardinals select edge Cameron Thomas. Good size and frame, average athleticism, first step quickness, bend off the edge and movement skills, very good hand usage and techniques and pass rush, average to above average play strength, great effort and motor. At pick 88, the Cowboys select wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. Good size, average frame, good athleticism, movement skills, speed, and burst to win vertically. Very good length, catch radius, body control, and ability to high point. He's an outside wide receiver with starter traits. At pick 89, the Bills make a slightly reach pick, maybe by a half a round to a round. Also, take linebacker Terrell Bernard. Undersized, but good to very good athleticism, movement skills. He's got range. He's got agility, change of direction. He's got instincts and play recognition, good toughness and effort. He's got cover skills, great production. To me, he's an inside or weak side linebacker and can play in sub packages as well with upside. At pick 90, the Raiders select offensive lineman Dylan Parham. Undersized, but above average to good athleticism, movement skills and quickness, good techniques and hand usage, good instincts, average play strength, four-year starter, upside to develop into a starting guard or center. At 91, the Bucs select one of my favorite running backs, my number five rated running back, Rashad White. Good size, average frame, good athleticism, speed and burst. I like the vision, I like the patience, I like the footwork, the cutting ability to change direction. Really like the fit there. He's going to catch a lot of passes from Tom Brady in year one. Book it. At number 92, the Packers select offensive lineman Sean Ryan. Very good size and frame. He's got athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. Good length and play strength and hand usage. Good with techniques. He's a good run back. Good run blocker. Average and pass pro. 3-year starter along the line. Versatility, too, to play multiple positions. Really like that pick for the Packers. At pick 93, the 49ers select running back Ty Davis Price. Good size and frame, average athleticism, speed, movement skills, burst and quickness. He's got average change of direction, agility, and change of direction skills. He's got really good play strength, power, toughness, and physicality. I thought he was a depth or committee running back. This is now 2 years in a row, late third round, last year Trey Sermon, and now Ty Davis Price. They are drafting guys that do not fit their run scheme. I do not get it. This was one of the worst picks, I thought, in the first three rounds by far, because I thought the player was about a round or so too early, and then the fit makes it even more of a head-scratching decision. At pick 94, the Panthers trade up and select my QB2, and that was Matt Corral out of Ole Miss. Average size, good athleticism, mobility, and rushing ability. Good arm talent to make any throw. Can play off structure, can throw on the run, really quick laser release. Can throw from multiple platforms. I really like this move by the Panthers. I think he takes the job over by somewhere in the midseason, if not early in the season, from Sam Darnold. At pick 95, the Bengals select Zach Carter. Good size and frame. Can versatile to play defensive end or five tech. He can run from inside in sub packages. Above average athleticism and quickness with really good play strength. At 96, the Colts straight up and select safety Nick Cross. Average size, good frame, very good athleticism, speed, burst, and quickness. Good play strength, toughness, physicality, and effort. Good in run support. upside to be a starting free safety or a strong safety. Next up, 97, the Lions select safety Kirby Joseph. Good size, average frame, above average to good athleticism, movement skills, agility, change of direction skills and speed, good length ball skills, upside to develop into a starting free safety. At pick 98, the Commanders select Brian Robinson. Great size and frame, average athleticism, short area bursts, and build up long speed. Great contact balance, play strength, toughness, and physicality. Good footwork for a man his size with the ability to one cut. He should be a part of a committee running back situation at the next level. The Browns select wide receiver David Bell. So I thought I was wrong, man. The tea leaves that were out there was Wendell Robinson and David Bell were not going to make it into day two. They both make it into day two. Two guys that I thought originally should be locks. And then I thought the writing was for them to fall out, but they did not. Good size and frame, average athleticism, speed and burst, good route running and separation quickness, very good ball skills and body control, good play strength and physicality, good length and ability to high point. I love that he's got some draft capital attached to him now. It's going to give him an opportunity to stick and become a starter. I like the landing and the fit with Cleveland as well. Amari Cooper on one side. They don't have a lot on the other side right now. I think David Bell could become a starter there sooner rather than later. At pick 100, the Cardinals select edge Majai Sanders. Good size, average frame that seems to be fluctuating a lot in the pre-draft process. Good to very good athleticism, footwork, movement skills, and agility. He's got good first step quickness. He's got closing burst, bend off the edge, good play strength, situational pass rushing edge with starter upside. At pick 101, the Jets did it again. Jeremy Ruckert, my tight end one. Great size and frame, great length, great catch radius, ability to high point, good athleticism, speed, and movement skills. Can attack the seam, good body control, turned himself into a really good blocker at his time in Ohio State when he just wasn't seeing a lot of opportunity because of the elite receivers they had there. So to really understand the Jets draft, they got what I consider four first-round talents, the three last night in Breece Hall. When you add out Jeremy Ruckert to the mix, they now got my tight end one, my running back one, my wide receiver one, my cornerback one, and my fourth edge. That's just remarkable. Truly a remarkable five-pack right there for the Jets in this draft class. In terms of his opportunity, he's probably not going to get much opportunity with the Jets signing two free agent tight ends as well. But just in terms of value and good players, I love the pick for the Jets. Next up, at 102, the Miami Dolphins select linebacker Channing Tindall. I thought he could go mid-second. He falls to late third. Average size, could add more to the frame, but very good athleticism, movement skills, range, lateral quickness and speed, average to above average instincts and play recognition, good toughness and effort, upside to be a starting inside backer. At pick 103, the Chiefs select Leo Chanel. Good size and frame, good athleticism, one of my favorite players in the draft. Burst, speed, movement skills, very good to great play strength, power and toughness. He's got physicality, good tackle production, good blitzing linebacker. Love this pick. Don't know why he didn't go 50 picks earlier. At pick 104, the Chargers select offensive lineman Logan Bruss. Sorry, not the Rams select Logan Bruss. Great size, good frame, good athleticism, movement skills, and quickness. He's got good play strength, finishing ability, and power. He got good techniques. 3-year starter, upside to be a starter at offensive guard. And at pick 105, the 49ers select wide receiver speedster Danny Gray out of SMU. Average size, could add more to the frame. Very good athleticism, movement skills, burst, and speed. Good body control and ball skills, complementary vertical slot or outside wide receiver with some return skills. So there it is, guys. Every pick, round two, round three. I think the most interesting thing now, before I talk about some guys that are left on the board, if we're talking tight ends right now in terms of value, to me, it's clearly got to be right now Greg Dulcich, one. Then I'm a little torn, Jelani Woods, two. Jeremy Ruckert, three. Trey McBride, four for fantasy. You know, it's interesting because I don't want to wait 3 years out to get anything. Trey McBride, I don't even know how much he's going to play early on. And same thing with Rucker. So right now, I think Dulcich and Jelani Woods have to be the top two tight ends for rookie drafts. And then McBride and Rucker kind of come in after that. But it's a tough one. The running backs, for me right now, it's clearly Breece Hall, one. Kenneth Walker, two. James Cook, three. I'm going to say in PPR leagues, Rashad White, four. In half or standard leagues, I'm going to say Brian Robinson, four. And then Ty Davis-Price would come in, five. The quarterbacks, I think, are really tricky. I still would say if you're shooting for upside and you don't need somebody now and you have a taxi squad, I would still take Malik Willis, one. If it's just a two-quarterback league and you need somebody now, obviously it's got to be Kenny Pickett. And then right now, I would say Matt Corral, then Desmond Ridder. I think Matt Corral is going to get an opportunity to beat Sam Darnold sooner than Desmond Ridder might get an opportunity to beat Marcus Mariota. But those are really tight. The quarterbacks are really hard to rank right now until we get more information. I put out there my wide receiver rankings on Twitter today. I had Garrett Wilson, Jameson Williams, Treylon Burks, Drake London, Chris Olave, Jahan Dotson from the six guys yesterday. And I would say one through four, Wilson, Williams, Burks, and Drake London. You can shuffle those four up in any order. I wouldn't want to have to pick between them. I don't have a clear-cut favorite for fantasy in terms of those. I think they all kind of went to bad landing spots, if you're being honest. Bad offenses, bad quarterbacks, one or the other or both. So I think we're going to have to wait a little bit to be truly excited about these guys. The guys that went today, I would put it as, looking at it quickly, I'd probably say Sky Moore would be the top one, followed by Christian Watson. Those would be the two guys that would intrigue me the most because of their opportunity and their quarterback play. George Pickens in Pittsburgh, they have Deontay Johnson, they have Chase Claypool. So it's going to take him some time to really develop into a significant role. Alec Pierce, but Indy's got an opportunity to do it sooner rather than later. Jalen Tolbert maybe can become the third wide receiver for the Cowboys, but there's a lot of guys there that are going to see a lot of repetition and a lot of targets. John Metchie is an interesting name. Tyquan Thornton, Danny Gray. But right now, in those day two guys, it would be Sky Moore followed by Christian Watson for sure. And then I think you can make a case for a bunch of different players. And then obviously you got the speedsters in Tyquan Thornton and Danny Gray. You got David Bell in there, who I think is going to become a starter sooner rather than later. And then you got Wendell Robinson and Valus Jones, who their value might not be as good in fantasy as in real life. So that's kind of how I vision the fantasy landscape so far. If you're following along with me on Twitter, after night one, we went 30 out of 32 in terms of projecting it in the draft projections notebook at a 94% clip. Listen, we knew the late third round, mid third round, things were going to get wild, but the draft projections notebook still came through with a really solid number representative of similar years. 88 out of 105 picks they projected for the first three rounds, that is an 84% clip. We will see how we finish out tomorrow night, with the all 262 picks. If you're talking best available, I'll give you some names to keep an eye on. Sam Howell at the quarterback position, Isaiah Spiller, Zamir White, Pierre Strong, Damian Pierce, and Tyler Beatty at the running back position. At the wide receiver position, two names really stick out, Calvin Austin Jr. and Khalil Shakir. Then guys like Kevin Austin, Romeo Doubs, and Bo Melton. At tight end, we got two ones staring out there, Charlie Kolar and Kate Otten. Offensive line, you got Darian Kennard out of Kentucky. You got Rashid Walker out of Penn State. You got Daniel Falele. Those are all really interesting names. And Zach Tom, Jameer Salar, really interesting guys there that I'm interested to kind of see. In terms of D-line, Perrion Winfrey is the guy that really stands out. I'm stunned he's still on the board. And then another guy I expect to come off the board early tomorrow is Matthew Butler, John Ridgeway, Neil Farrell. In terms of edge rushers, Dominique Robinson and Michael Clemens are the two best, followed by Christopher Allen and Kingsley and Ngbangbe. at the linebacker position, the top eight guys are clearly gone. Now we're going to that second tier. Malcolm Rodriguez, Aaron Hansford, Jesse Lucado, who could be with the edge or linebacker group. At the cornerback position, we got some really interesting names left. I'm stunned they're on the board still. I think it's the strongest position that's still on the board. My Giants fandom, if you ask me what I want them to do to start round four, is get one of these corners, whether it's Tariq Woolen, Kobe Bryant, Jalen Armour Davis, or Zion McCollum. Those four guys, really big upside. I really hope the Giants are looking at those guys. You have other guys like Joshua Job, Tariq Castro Fields, Joshua Williams, really a lot of intriguing cornerbacks still on the board. At safety, Tyson Anderson, best safety left on the board. So there it is, guys. Night two of the NFL draft is in the books. You hear it going a little bit in my voice. It's been a long weekend already. But we'll be back covering it wire to wire tomorrow. Every pick, sharing my thoughts, answering your questions. I'll have updated Dynasty Rookie Rankings by the morning in the Rankings Notebook. I'll share where they're currently at on Twitter. And then tomorrow night, another podcast, followed by that, Dynasty Rookie Rankings pod, eventually Mock Draft, and then Wire to Wire, great guests for then, like a two-month stretch where I bring on some of the best in the industry years past, Matt Williamson, Mike Clay, Matt Harmon, Graham Barfield, Sig Bloom, Matt Wallman. So many of these guys are going to look to get them back on the show like we've done each and every year. So, hope you're enjoying the coverage, guys. It's not too late to get all the Saturday, Sunday notebooks. There's still a lot of benefit to them, guys. The draft projection notebook is amazing for day three and UDFA period. You get the rankings notebook. It'll have all our draft rankings and our thoughts on almost 350 players. That's also part of the draft projections notebook, the rankings notebook, all our different rankings, our draft rankings, our tiered draft rankings, our Devy rankings, our dynasty rookie rankings, our positional dynasty rankings will be updated in about a week or so. And then you get the scouting notebook. If you want to really read up on these guys, 100 detailed player profiles on the offensive skill players, that's in the scouting notebook. You get all of it for $9.99. Please get over to website. SS Football is the quickest and easiest way to get there. Best way to support the show. Help us continue to do what we are doing. So, on behalf of our sound tech engineer, Dave Nakano, and myself, hope you have enjoyed night two of the NFL draft. And I look forward next time taking you from Saturday to Sunday.